From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the two contenders in Ukraine's rerun presidential vote met in a fiery debate. Challenger Viktor Yushchenko demanded an explanation for massive vote fraud during the original election. His opponent, Viktor Yanukovych, would not engage on the subject. Instead, he stressed improved living conditions under his watch.
Just as it is in Kiev, the upcoming election is the hot topic in Chicago's Ukrainian Village neighborhood. That's home to more than 130,000 people of Ukrainian heritage. And many of them are taking to the streets to support Viktor Yushchenko, whose pro-Western politics are in line with theirs. Chicago Public Radio's Diantha Parker reports.
On a bitter cold night in Chicago a few weeks ago, this handful of Ukrainian-American 20-somethings had a mission to tie banners of orange plastic around as many trees, parking meters, and telephone poles as they possibly could.
We're going to use the smaller one. The little rolls. Wait, will you hold this for a second?
Orange is the official campaign color of Ukrainian presidential candidate Viktor Yushchenko. As a roll of orange tape flaps in her hands, passers-by shout encouragement to organizer Adrian Kowalski, who's wearing an orange scarf, belt, and sneakers.
That's one of the big chants in Ukraine is Lviv z vami, Tarnów z vami, like this city is with you, Frankiv z vami, Odessa z vami, like Donetsk, which is where much of the opposition is vami. They're with you, we're with you, we're all together.
This city is with them. Scraps of orange compete with Christmas lights, Ukrainian and American flags. Kowalski and the others here are mostly second-generation Chicagoans. She was in Ukraine in November as an election monitor and says she'll be among the 600 Americans going there to observe the next one. Meanwhile, there's still work to do here. Those orange banners were to attract people to this demonstration downtown in a plaza just off Michigan Avenue. Over 1,000 supporters of the so-called Orange Revolution showed up, many wrapped in blue and yellow Ukrainian flags. The Ukrainian Supreme Court had deemed the November 21st election invalid the day before, and many here were thrilled about a second chance for Yushchenko, who they see as a force for Western-style democracy in Ukraine. Many here are sharply opposed to Ukraine's current president, Leonid Kuchma, and Yushchenko's rival candidate, Viktor Yanukovych, who's supported by Russian President Vladimir Putin. One sign reads, "Putin, mind your own business." Lydia Wozni has a knitted orange shawl over her coat and a baseball cap clipped to her purse. It reads, "Born to hunt," but it's bright orange. She says there's a real danger that free and fair voting won't be possible in Ukraine.
We hope that Kuchma and Putin don't have new tricks up their sleeves trying to force people what they should be doing and how they should be voting.
Many Ukrainians in the U.S. can vote in the Ukrainian elections, but only if they're not U.S. citizens. There are four polling sites in the U.S., the Ukrainian embassy in Washington, a consulate here in Chicago, and ones in New York and San Francisco. These days, Yushchenko's face beams from campaign posters and stickers all over Ukrainian Village. The picture shows him before his recent disfiguring illness, which doctors say is the result of dioxin poisoning. And for many Ukrainian voters here, Yushchenko is already practically family. His wife, Kathy, was raised in Mount Prospect, a nearby suburb. Paul Bandruski is vice president of the Ukrainian Congress Committee of America, an umbrella group of many Ukrainian organizations. He also monitored the election at the Chicago consulate. He says Chicago had the highest turnout on November 21st, welcoming almost 4,000 voters from the 10 Midwestern states the consulate serves.
There were musicians there and a band and a very exciting atmosphere. Families would come down and little children would come down and people were taking turns, taking pictures of them casting a vote and being a part of the process.
Bandruski says registration is up. 1,000 more Ukrainians in the area have registered to vote next Sunday. Meanwhile, many of those who can't vote are proudly wearing orange, even though they live 6,276 miles from Kiev. For NPR News, I'm Diantha Parker in Chicago.